It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Of course, you know there's an election coming up, but no, not that one in November. In a few weeks, the polls will open for another primary election in September. This time, it's for state legislative offices and judicial delegates. If it feels like deja vu all over again, that's because this is the third election for many city residents this year after the presidential primary in April and the congressional primary in June. Now to preview two races here in Manhattan, we're joined by WNYC's politics reporter Bridget Bergen. Hi, Bridget.
Hey, Richard.
So, okay, can you first explain why there are so many elections this year? I mean, I can't keep track of these.
You're not alone. The short answer is state lawmakers didn't want to consolidate the dates. The next election is Tuesday, September 13th. So, Richard, mark your calendar now.
I certainly will. Let's start in Lower Manhattan. There's a six-way Democratic primary in Assembly District 65. Now, this is the former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver's seat, right?
It is indeed. And the ghost of Silver's nearly 40-year incumbency looms large in this race. For decades, the Lower East Side, Silver's home turf, as well as Chinatown and all along the waterfront in Battery Park City, benefited from Silver's power and ability to bring money and resources home to the district. Of course, he was forced to step down after being convicted of corruption charges, and there was a special election back in April to fill the seat temporarily.
And just a little news today, the judge says that he can stay out on bail until he appeals, which will be in the fall as well. Okay, so there's actually an incumbent in this race.
Technically, yes. Alice Cancel was picked by party leaders for the Democratic nomination and won the seat in a special election. She's raised very little money for this primary, less than any other candidate on the ballot, actually. She's been criticized for being too close to Silver's machine, and at a debate earlier this week, a prospective voter challenged her claim that she'd been active in local affordable housing fights. So we're about to hear a clip from a voter named Tito Delgado, who says he was among the 2,000 families displaced decades ago from a place called Seward Park Urban Renewal Area, known as Spira. Now, decades later, a development called Essex Crossing is being built there, and there are still big concerns about affordable housing.
We fought this fight for 50 years, and meaning all this respect, Ms. Cancel, I never seen you in that fight.
I'm sorry, but I have pictures to show you. Excuse me.
No.
You might have not listened.
Excuse me.
So not only does she face money problems, there's a perception problem, at least among some voters.
That's some tough stuff. Who are the other four candidates?
Paul Newell, who is from the Lower East Side, an activist, even ran against Silver back in 2008, is running a much better ground game. He has money. He actually came to Cancel's defense in that moment, saying he marched with the site tenants from Sierra many times, and he'd actually seen there at least once. Then there is Eulaine Neo. She came close in April, running in the special election on the Working Families Party line. She has money, some good local endorsements, and her signs are plastered all over Chinatown. There's also Gigi Lee, a former community board chair in Community Board 3, Don Lee, a local businessman, and Jennifer Rajkumara, human rights attorney.
Okay, let's go uptown now. You reported on the primary in the 13th Congressional District, where State Senator Adriano Espaillat won the Democratic nomination to succeed Congressman Charlie Rangel, who is retiring after 23 terms in office. That means Espaillat's state Senate seat is open. Firstly, where is that district?
So the 31st District stretches all the way down the west side of Manhattan, going as far south as the 20s. And then it hugs the Hudson all the way up through Hell's Kitchen, the Upper West Side, Washington Heights, Inwood, and Marble Hill. So it's really this long, stretched-out district.
And diverse.
Very diverse. Espaillat held that seat since 2010, when he succeeded, actually, current State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, who'd held it before him.
Now, who's on the ballot?
There are four Democrats on the ballot in the primary. Former City Council member Robert Jackson, who represented part of the district for 12 years and narrowly lost to Espaillat 2 years ago. He's African-American. Luis Tejada, also Dominican, who also ran in 2014. Then there's Micah Lasher, who's white, was Schneiderman's former chief of staff in the AG's office, worked as a city lobbyist in Albany under Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and has a really long political resume, deep ties especially to the Upper West Side. He has Schneiderman's endorsement, which is surprising only because it's the only endorsement Schneiderman has given as an attorney general in a and local office. And finally, there is Marisol Alcantara, a labor organizer. She's Dominican-American and has been endorsed by Aspayat, Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr., among others. Worth noting, Alcantara has the support of and plans to caucus with the Independent Democratic Caucus, known as the IDC. This is a group of rogue Democrats who have conferenced with the Senate Republicans in recent years. While she's worked as a labor organizer and has stood up for some really progressive causes, this is a real disconnect and can raise some serious issues with voters.
Now, also, when Espiat beat Rangel, we spent here at WNYC a lot of time talking about the historic nature of that election. Espiat will be the first Dominican-American in Congress. He defeated a long-serving African-American congressman, at least in part due to the shifting demographics in the district. Is that a factor in this state Senate race?
Inevitably, demographics will play a significant role in the outcome of the race. According to census data for the last redistricting in 2012, the district is nearly 60% Hispanic, and Dominicans make up nearly 40% of that. Non-Hispanic whites are the next largest group, followed by African Americans and other ethnic groups. Alcantara's campaign has talked about how she would be the first Dominican-American woman elected to the state Senate. And they're really trying to tap into that energy that helped propel Espaillat to a win. But like any race, especially when competing for oxygen with a presidential campaign that is sucking all the airtime and the media coverage, it's really going to boil down to which campaign has the stronger get-out-the-vote campaign. And that's really true across the city. And it's important to know, we're taking some time right now to look at two races in Manhattan, but there are races across the city, and we will be telling you more about them in the next 2 weeks.
Well, we'll check it out. WNYC's politics reporter, Bridget Bergen, thanks a lot.
Thank you.